What is toxic? Toxicity? Are you toxic? How does it work? I watched the trailer of Still, the Michael J. Fox documentary. He mentioned something that triggered an inquiry for me. He was shooting a film, something or other, and four other people on the cast and crew also developed Parkinson's at the same time. It seems that Parkinson's develops in clusters, which would be a good indication that it is an environmental disease. A disease due to some toxic exposure. And that was the trigger. Environmental toxin story. In 1991 I was forced to find a new office for my magazine publishing business real fast. It also had to be good enough to live there, legally or illegally didn't matter to me. The space I rented, turns out, was next to a paint factory, and even shared floor plan with their storage facility. Paints are notorious for being made, the color, of heavy metals. And, of course, I got ill. Real fast. The first symptoms started a month after the move, and by the next year I could not walk. The medical establishment declared that they could not help me. It is 32 years later. And I am still debilitated by the lingering effects, and most of my days I am on a diet to detox. Detox what? Detox how? Some of us, most of us, are poisoned by the foods we eat. Often by not being able to digest it. The undigested food become toxic. Either by itself, or by feeding bacteria that has a waste product that is toxic. I am blood type B. My stomach acid is weak. I can't digest beef. Beef causes self-toxicity to me. Curiously only when it is in a stew. Why? I don't understand it either. A small percentage of us, I think, are poisoned by where we live, where we work. Many are even poisoned by their relationships, or by their own thinking. So we all need to detox. But I have no real idea how to detox other than fasting. I have clients who seem to need detox. The muscle-tested food list gives me some clues. They has only 20 food items on their list, including salt. No protein items. That is a dead giveaway they need detox. So although I know nothing about detoxing, their diet and my diet are somewhat cluing me in. The more you know about food, the less you'll listen to me. IA is a self-appointed food expert, and in spite of my guidance, her toxic load is growing. From food. Rapidly. D. Ditto. B. Ditto. If you are a food expert and you are not well, consider that what you know is toxic. The attitude I know is itself toxic. Moreover, the things you know are not true, and that is what poisons you. In the future I'll refuse to heal people who are not be willing to change their minds about what is good for them and what isn't. It is one thing to see someone ill. And it is a much worse thing to see someone who I have healed get ill again. Because of what they do. Because of their toxic attitude. It is horrible to see that people who get healed think that their body is now like new. And they can do anything. What they don't understand is that they caused the illness 91% degree, and only 9% was caused by something outside of them. Your body has been corrupted forever. It will never be as new. One client started to eat like before, take medication like before, and in a week now has tumors in his liver. Until someone gets that they need to be saved from themselves. Until you get that you need to be saved from yourself. Not some disease. Not some enemy outside of you. No, of yourself. J from J, I from I, R from R, K from K. And if you think I am going to babysit you at the expense of my life, you are sorely mistaken. If you don't get that you need to change so you don't have to be saved of yourself, I refuse to help you anymore. Source says humanity is not worth saving. Humans are not worth saving. You are not worth saving. If you can save yourself, then good. But if you don't think you need to be saved of yourself, then we have serious problem. By the way, as you probably know, I am in detox. Toxins, I think, unless they are neutralized by the poor liver, need to be stored. In fat. Fasting makes the body cannibalize itself. It starts with stored fat. And that releases the toxins stored in the fat. Back in 1987 I stepped into a rusty nail. The doctor gave me a tetanus injection. My body said no. It built a fatty tumor around it. So, I have an energy to dissolve fat. So last year I used it on that fatty tumor. For 5 days I was so sick. Ugh. Sick as a dog. Detox means healing crisis. Detox is releasing the toxins and hopefully getting rid of it. But stupid as the stupid does. Well, I completely didn't think, I completely forgot that detoxing means what it always does, nausea, headaches, dizziness, bad breath, coat of tongue, body odor. For some reason I thought I was going to waltz through this detox fast. How stupid. By today my IQ dropped 70 points. Muscle tested it. I am still a little bit above average, but it will be interesting to see the world through the eyes of much lower intelligence. My vibration, curiously, stayed almost as high as it's normal for me. P.S. If you are sick, my preference is to suggest that you use the Big Bundle audio while you sleep. But some people's disease, or some people with their toxic personality don't produce the kind of results with the Big Bundle like others. Then your only way to get healed is get personal healing from me. For now, find out how you are doing. For free. It's free if you use coupon code NOSTRINGS. Get your health measurements https://yourvibe.me/freehealth.